You're listening to Daily Dispatch by Your Story, a show that tells you about all things making news in the startup, tech, and digital ecosystem. In this episode, we catch up with Mr. JC Chaudhary from Akash Educational Services.
Well, hello and a very warm welcome to Daily Dispatch, a show that gives you all the latest news and updates from the digital ecosystem. I'm Priya Sheth. Thank you very much for logging in and wishing you and your families a very happy Gudi Padwa. Time now to get you all the top news stories that we've been tracking for you this evening. Well, first up, Microsoft Corp is all set to acquire Nuance Communications in a $19.7 billion deal. Now, this will double Microsoft's total addressable market in the healthcare provider space to nearly $500 billion. Now, this transaction is expected to close in this calendar year. In India, Nuance has offices in both Bengaluru and Pune and globally has a workforce of over 8,500 employees. Well, moving on to the second headline of the day, Hero Group has launched a new edtech startup called Hero Wired, aimed at tapping students who have completed schooling. Now, this investment in Hero Wired has come from its parent company, and the Munjal family has also supported the venture with an investment of upwards of $10 million. Well, staying with the edtech space, Ahmedabad-based edtech platform LearnVern has raised funding of over $1 million from undisclosed international investors. Now, LearnVern is an online learning platform that offers job-oriented courses in vernacular languages. The startup claims to have more than 5.5 lakh registered students. Well, moving on to the final headline of the day, WeWork India has raised 200 crore rupees in debt and equity from investors and claims to have reported its best quarter in terms of sales. With this funding, the company expects to expand its business and become profitable in 2021. In June 2020, WeWork Global committed $100 million in its Indian subsidiary.
Well, moving on to our second segment, I have with me someone who has been in news because of Byju's, because there has been a huge deal that has taken place. I have with me Mr. JC Chaudhary from Akash Educational Services. Thank you very much, Mr. Chaudhary, for joining us today on the Daily Dispatch. I want to begin by asking you about the deal with Byju's. I think something that's made headlines all over the country. What is your view on this $1 billion transaction that has happened?
Hey, we have been running a separate entity in a classroom courses, in the physical classes. But of late, for the last 5 to 6 years, we were also very active in the online classes also. And since Byju is quite advanced in online coaching, so that knowledge definitely will help us to increase our business in offline classes also because of the large database they will be having with them. So they will derive a great value from classroom courses from our side, and we will take benefit of their online courses. So it will be win-win position for both of us.
In terms of ideology for both Byju's and for Akash Educational Services, where do you think there is a sink, and what do you think is going to work for both the partners in this strategic partnership?
You see, I remember when I had a first meeting at Bangalore with Byju, I told him that 33 years have passed when I started it. And the philosophy which I started in 33 years back, the same philosophy we have continued here also. And that same philosophy I want you should further carry on what we are believing. I told him our first concept is that whatever commitment we give to the student and parent at the time of admission, that commitment should be fulfilled at all cost. No default in that. This has been our USP in the past. Secondly, student, every business, every home affairs, all are run for us also, as well as for our family also. Therefore, they should be treated as God and they should be given the top priority. There is nothing more important than students. So student first, that we have kept in our life, and you also should try to maintain this thing which we are doing. And thirdly, discipline should be there completely. Without discipline, no country, no state, no home, nothing can prosper us. So I have been a teacher myself, so I know the value of discipline that should be maintained at all cost. So he said, I have also been a teacher. My father was also a teacher. Since you are also a teacher, so the philosophy what you are setting, so we are also following. So this was the common thing which we follow both of us. We're both being teacher and both having worked for so many years So philosophy has been common. So it was very satisfying to me. At least whatever plant we have grown, it will be growing in the same way what we were doing in the past.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the overall business scenario at this point in time. You know, a lot of classes now are online, considering that we're in the middle of a pandemic. Even coaching classes, everything has gone online. So what do you think would be the next, the next strategy for Akash Educational Services in 2021? What do you expect will be your roadmap?
You see, students in India, they are not very happy to have completely on where physically they can see the teacher and ask their doubts. They are more comfortable in that. So if we put 100% online classes, the student will be repelled. They will not enjoy this thing. So if it is completely offline classes, for that the environment as on today is not conducive. Because of the corona, we cannot conduct so many classes. Risk of the infection to the students is there. So via media will be a hybrid course, where in 2-3 days, we give them online classes at home, and we call them 1 day or 2 day for their doubts and tests practically in the center. So this hybrid course, I think, will be the future strategy, wherein students will be attending online classes as well as they will attend the offline classes also, 1 or 2 days.
So in terms of expansion, both in terms of the curriculum as well as centers, what is your strategy out there?
We will expand all the offline classes as we were doing before. We may open 30 to 40 centers. This year itself, we are in the planning. So this will go to target 3-4 level cities, which are not very advanced, but the students are there, they have caliber there also. So jo comparatively chote shehar hain, chote hain, wahan par bhi hum pahunchne ki koshish kar rahe hain, taki naye center, bade shehron mein to already khol hi chuke hain, lekin un shehron mein hum pahunchne ki koshish kar rahe
hain. I want to talk to you about the renewal rate that you are seeing for students to enroll in the classes. Are you seeing more renewal rates increasing this year?
No, renewal rate is less. Students in the classroom they are offering, it is lesser than the what used to be in the past. It is around 10 to 15% less as compared to the past.
Why would that be, sir?
Because parents are also worried to send their children outside their home. And nowadays, the wave of corona is spreading very fast. And even our teachers also are also scared to go in the classes because of the corona. So the fear of the infection is there with everybody. That is why the apprehensions are there that better stick to home and have online classes. Maybe that for once a day or so, they become to ask the doubts for the teachers.
So in terms of the kind of synergies or the integration that you will do with Byju's, what is the plan forward? How will Byju's take Akash Educational Services to the next level?
You see, for that, we have not such made any exhaustive discussion with each other so far, because we were busy initially making the finalizing agreement. So that has taken a lot of time. And now we are slightly free. Now we'll start thinking and sitting together, make the planning together, how the things will go ahead. So abhi tak to agreement ke andar hi kafi samay nikal gaya, jo abhi thodi der pehle hua hai. Ab baith ke sari strategy planning karenge, jo ki synergy kaise banegi. डिस्कस होने के बाद ही उसको फाइनल किया जाए।
आपके हिसाब से क्या स्ट्रेटजी होनी चाहिए? Maybe 2-3 pillars that you can point out कि what would be the key focus areas according to you?
मैं सोचता हूँ कि हमारा एक तो क्वालिटी ऑफ टीचिंग को टॉप प्रायोरिटी देनी चाहिए, चाहे वो ऑनलाइन हो ऑफलाइन हो. टीचर्स जबरदस्त होने चाहिए, जिनको बच्चा एक बार सुन ले तो उसके बाद उसको कोई डाउट रहे नहीं. तो हमारा क्वालिटी टीचिंग पे सबसे ज्यादा फोकस किया जाएगा. और दूसरा जो है, फैसिलिटीज जितनी भी टेक्नोलॉजी से अवेलेबल की जा सकती हैं वो उनके आर्म लेंथ पे अवेलेबल हो जाने चाहिए, ताकि बच्चे को इधर उधर जाना ना पड़े. दैट शुड बी सेकंड थिंग. और थर्डली, इनका टेस्टिंग सिस्टम बहुत ही स्ट्रांग होना चाहिए, क्योंकि अगर हम पढ़ाते रहें और टेस्ट ना लें और टेस्ट के बाद उसका डिस्कशन ना हो, तो हमारा पढ़ाया सब बेकार है. बच्चे पढ़ते ही तभी है जब उनका टेस्ट लिया जाए, अनाउंस किया जाए. जब तक हम टेस्ट अनाउंस नहीं करते तब तक वो सीरियस नहीं होते. जिस दिन डेट फिक्स हो जाती है उसके बाद वो सीरियस हो जाते हैं. तो टेस्टिंग सिस्टम शुड बी वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग, सो दैट कि बच्चे जो है पढ़े बैठ के, और सेल्फ स्टडी जब तक नहीं करेंगे तब तक सिलेक्शन भी नहीं हो सकता. तो टेस्टिंग सिस्टम को हम काफी strong on our side.
Are there any more exams that you would like to add under your portfolio to improve coaching for? Any more courses, any more exams that you're looking at targeting?
नहीं अभी medical IIT के अंदर भी percentage wise हमारा share बहुत कम है और उसी को बढ़ाने के लिए अभी तो बहुत मेहनत करने की जरूरत है तो जो फील्ड में हमारी एक्सपर्टाइज है उसी में अगर हम वॉल्यूम को बढ़ाएं तो ज्यादा अच्छा रहेगा बजाय नए प्रोडक्ट को शुरू करें और उसमें मेहनत करनी शुरू करें
सो वन क्वेश्चन ऑन फर्दर इन्वेस्टमेंट्स व्हाट वुड बी द काइंड ऑफ मनी दैट वुड बी रिक्वायर्ड फर्दर टू स्केल अप आकाश एजुकेशनल सर्विसेज एट दिस पॉइंट इन टाइम
जो मीडिया के अंदर जो एडवर्टाइजमेंट्स वगैरह होती है टीवी के अंदर इधर उधर वो काफी कॉस्टली होती है तो वहाँ बैजू से डेफिनेटली हम हेल्प एक्सपेक्ट करेंगे कि वो आकाश को भी साथ क्लब करके और उसमें एडवर्टीजमेंट और बजट थोड़ा सा इंक्रीज करें ताकि हमारी रीच बहुत सारे लोगों तक पहुंच सके जितना रीच पहुंचेगी उतना ही बिजनेस डेफिनेटली बढ़ेगा
ऑलराइट सर वी विश यू ऑल द वेरी बेस्ट एंड वी आर होपिंग दैट We will be seeing a lot more of Akash Educational Services all across the country. Thank you very much for joining us on this edition of the Daily Dispatch. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Well, time now to say goodbye. Many thanks for logging in for this episode of the Daily Dispatch. I'll catch you tomorrow as usual at 5 p.m. Goodbye and have a good day.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and YouTube. Just look for Your Story. Or log in to yourstory.com. Thanks for listening to Daily Dispatch by Your Story.